Karen Brower lost her job at a Kmart pharmacy in Ohio because she would not fill a prescription for a birth control pill called Micronor.
It's particularly inefficient in stopping ovulation, so that a good portion of its efficacy is attributable to mechanisms that happen after fertilization. In other words, it can stop human life after it has started.
As president of a group called Pharmacists for Life International, Ms. Brower works to protect what she calls the human right of medical professionals to exclude themselves from participating in a procedure that can stop human life. Although in her case she referred the prescription to another pharmacy, Ms. Brower defends pharmacists who say they won't dispense the medicine themselves and won't direct customers to someone else.
The suggestion that a pharmacist who refuses to dispense a drug which can kill a human should refer the patient to another person who will dispense the drug which can kill a human is ridiculous. There should not be an expectation to refer. It's another expectation to participate.
But Suzanne Martinez of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America says pharmacists should not be allowed to, in her words, impose their moral beliefs on a woman and her doctor.
That's outrageous, that someone can deny someone access to the health care services that their physician has prescribed for them. One of the most tragic stories that we've heard about is a survivor of a sexual assault who's been to the emergency room, been given the prescription, goes and tries to get it filled, and is obviously in an emotionally distressed situation already, and then denied access to the medication that can prevent an unintended pregnancy.
With 50,000 members, the American Pharmacists Association is the industry's largest professional group. Vice President Susan Winkler says only a few individuals have acted contrary to the association's ethics policy, which requires pharmacists who refuse to fill certain prescriptions on moral grounds to make arrangements to ensure that patients get their medications.
There may be situations where there is something that a pharmacist does not want to participate in. Our policy supports that pharmacist stepping away, but to do that, they need to have proactively identified what the alternative way is for the patient to access that therapy. There are about 8.8 million prescriptions dispensed every day. We're aware of fewer than 10 incidents where a pharmacist has stepped away from providing this medication and then obstructed or hindered the patient from getting the medication somewhere else.
Ms. Winkler says the small number of confrontations across the country provide a wake-up call for the nation's drugstores and pharmacists to develop alternative systems for dispensing sometimes controversial medications. That approach was largely endorsed this month in an article in the New England Journal of Medicine. Co-author Julie Cantor weighed the rights and responsibilities of pharmacists.
Saying that pharmacists have absolutely no right to object forces pharmacists, unlike other professionals, especially in healthcare, to completely abandon their morals. That imposes too heavy a toll. Mitigating against an absolute ban on objection would be that this is not a life or death situation. People do have options. In America, conscience matters, and if it was possible to respect both the patient and the provider, we wanted to do that.
Karen Brower of Pharmacists for Life International says a middle ground is unnecessary because patients can always call ahead to their pharmacies or order medicines over the Internet. Planned Parenthood Vice President Suzanne Martinez says customers who go to a pharmacy ought to be able to get their medicines without any delay or interference. Medical ethicist Julie Cantor says at some point, protecting the rights of both patients and pharmacists may be irreconcilable. In those cases, for example, in a rural community served by a single pharmacist, she comes down on the side of providing patient care.
We really can't abandon our patients. And if you choose to go into a healthcare profession and you choose to work in a setting that is secular, where you have patients of all stripes coming for care, we really need to attend to that obligation to our patients.
It is up to each of the 50 states to decide where to draw the line. In July, Mississippi joined South Dakota and Arkansas in putting a law into effect guaranteeing a pharmacist's right to refuse to dispense medicines on moral grounds. This year, 10 other states considered such legislation. I'm Dave Arlington.